It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello.
Hello? Hello? That's what we are debating here?
Hello? Anyone out there?
Hello, little guy.
Hello. You know me. Cool. I mean, yeah, you do.
All right, sweethearts, what are you waiting for?
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Thursday, April 18th. Hi.
Hello.
Starshine says hello.
Good morning, Starshine.
The Earth says hello.
How's it going, Lauren?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
Okay.
He seems cranky. I've been getting cranky vibes from him this morning. So I don't know what happened, but there's been some cranky vibes flying across the table.
What happened yesterday?
There's some cranky vibe there. And your hair is over to the side.
Uh-oh.
It's starting to go this way.
Is it getting a little weird?
That's typically when you're kind of cranky.
You haven't been here for this yet. Nick evaluates how...
Yeah.
What the front of JP's hair looks like.
The duck butt that he has there, you know, the back of a...
Right.
It's what it looks
and
like.
And correlates that to what his mood is like.
It's true.
It's like a mood ring.
Like the pointier it is, the more the slicker and pointier, the better mood he must be in today.
It's definitely been worse. Like, it still has the point a little bit to it, but
it's just off to the
you've
side
had there. This vibe this morning.
Well, okay, I'm
do feeling remember. It.
I'm getting a lot of crap, and we are not raising enough money. We need to start doing better with the mini golf tournament because the 10-11 people are giving me crap.
Oh, nice. Oh,
really? The fact
good
that
for
they're
them.
Gonna kick our ass at the mini golf tournament.
He's getting bullied.
I am getting bullied. Like Bridget Fargan, Brett Baker, these people are just hounding me.
Do they understand?
Well, TV people are made of money.
do they understand? While yes, they can bully you two, they're going to have to deal with like 6 foot five Nick Piercy, the strong man, Husker basically from the Husker Throwers. Yeah. And then his amazing girlfriend, who in the photo she's standing next to you at the award ceremony.
Yeah,
you're
at the lead event.
Is she like 6'3?
She's
because she looks
very
taller
tall.
Than you in that photo, she, or you're leaning way down.
She
I don't
covers
know
an entire goal.
Yeah,
I mean, for Husker soccer. She's
like you two pick on, but I wouldn't pick on those two.
Yeah, they're Amazons.
Plus, he's from England. Like they fight all the time over there. That is like honestly. Honestly, part of being
giant,
a fan
though.
Of sports teams in England.
I've yet to see him get angry, but I mean, you know, it could be like the Hulk.
Now, to be fair, if we want to raise money, we do have to actually mention the tournament out loud.
Right, and that's why I'm bringing it up. I don't think we should bring it up at every hour this day.
Oh.
And then tomorrow as well. But yeah, because we have next weekend. It's Saturday, April 27th for the Fresh Start Mini Golf Tournament. But it's us versus 10-11. And they won the Green Jackets from us last year. Whatever. We're just trying to win.
I mean,
again.
The point is the money all goes to a really great place.
Yes,
that
does.
Very
yes.
really
wonderful,
great work.
Warren. But I mean, it's
nobody's going to donate money because you're whiny.
You know
They're
how
donate money because it goes to an awesome.
You
cause.
Guys know how he gets in these things.
overly competitive.
Yes, overly JP. Competitive, and then complains a little bit.
He's brought up many there. Times that how during the Saint Monica's amazing chase.
We saw our lives flash before our
eyes.
It's
next level stuff when I compete.
He like actually runs. I worked out with you for like a year and a half, and I've seen you work out, and then we're getting this thing, and you're like the Flash. Like I'm like, where did that come from?
What a win!
My God,
that's why we had to take driving privileges away from you.
Yeah, that's true.
It was
I haven't driven
just
in 3 years.
A road hazard.
That's
drives
funny.
Me crazy.
Just
a little competitive and. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful event, but I don't want to die for it.
Speaking of competitive, so last year we had that celebrity softball game.
Yeah.
Apparently, Joy, our sales manager and them, are like fired up to no end. Because they're trying to make sure that me and Hooksy from ESPN are in it this year. Because we're traveling to go to Nationals. Oh, I'm going to talk so much crap to
we
the other team that entire time.
We lost about 55 to 2.
Yeah, we got three.
Well, I promise you it'll be, if I can get up three times, it'll be 55 to 5. Because I'm gonna hit a home run from each side of the plate,
there's
and I'm
no
gonna openly mock the people
around.
On the other team. Yes,
we'll put together.
I heard there were some cheap shots going on and all sorts of stuff.
I didn't even know we were playing for real.
I'm gonna get this.
I didn't either.
And I was talking to Billy Shammert. Is planning on being there.
Good.
So we'll have some of those guys. He plays
Billy
on,
the Bomb Shammert.
Yes, okay. Billy can hit the ball a mile.
Well, finally, we had like a 9-year-old who was our ringer last year.
Yes, I know. Schmitt's
I mean, come on. Yeah, I was like, come on, man.
So it'll be super fun. But they're already like, so you think you could get us in like a tournament ahead of time? And I'm like, listen, some people are going to want to do this, some are not. But I could get us in a tournament if you
play.
Want. It'd be fun.
I think it'd
they
be
have
great.
A tournament down in, oh gosh, I can't think of this, the small town. It's just south of town. But they do a softball tournament and a mud volleyball tournament at the same time. We could do both.
That would be good.
It'd
be
so fun.
I'm in.
It's an entire day of just having beers and eating like grilled meat and playing sports.
I had not played since T-ball when I was six, and what I learned is that I scream obscenities.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah.
You become the cursor?
No, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's like a superpower.
I mean, I was not good at it, but I screamed obscenities while I ran because I don't know. I was afraid somebody was going to hit me with the ball or something.
That is a legit fear, honestly, in slow pitch softball.
That's so funny. All right. So we've got a couple of fun charity events that you can be a part of, including the First Try Mini Golf Tournament.
There's nothing worse than a guy who can throw the ball hard but has no control over it. Uh-huh. And you're running to first base and this ball's like whizzing right past your head. And you're like, good God, I'm not wearing a helmet.
What's happening?
Calm down.
It's just for fun.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Speaking of fun, thousands of dollars and sold out Luke Combs tickets today.
Oh, yes.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
So, do you want to laugh first with animal stories or be freaked out first with animal stories?
Laugh. Let's laugh. Okay.
So we'll start with laughter. There's a bird named Mr. Magoo, and he's going viral on the internet.
Good. Okay.
Because he is not a fan of his owner's music, particularly Frank Sinatra.
Feels like a judgy bird.
So this is what happens in Mr. Magoo's house every day that she plays New York, New York.
New York, New York.
Magoo, I like that song. Alexa? Alexa, play New York, New York.
Scene from New York, New York, by Frank Sinatra.
Alexa, stop.
That's the bird.
That's the bird.
That's the bird saying.
Alexa, stop.
Oh my God.
Okay, why does he sound like Samuel L. Jackson? I don't like that.
Right? How does that bird sound like a human?
That was inevitable, right? As soon as we started introducing these into our homes, that the parrots that lived that parrots would soon learn to manipulate them.
My brother has this theory that birds are the dumbest animal on the planet. Oh, I agree, because Frank Sinatra's awesome. That bird is dumb.
But that bird learned how to turn the music on and off. That's pretty amazing.
I just say, it just sounds like a human.
That's creepy. And he has better control of his Alexa than I do, of mine. I can't get her to do anything.
Wow.
So that's the comedy with
Alexa,
Mr. Magoo.
Stop.
Yes. And then there's this.
Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! So they're ripping my flesh off!
There's a Taiwanese woman who is actually pulling weeds at a family member's grave.
Okay. Which that's awful nice of her to do.
She's there.
Oh, just wait.
That's nice
she's
of her.
She's super sad. Yeah. Hours of being out there pulling weeds and crying, and she felt something in her eye. Like, you get dust or whatever.
Yeah, sometimes like you're crying a lot and your eye starts hurting, and you
pollen
just got something going on.
Pollen is another thing that can go in there.
Maybe.
Yeah. 3 hours later, she went to the hospital with swelling and sharp pains.
Uh-oh.
The doctor there said, I saw something that looked like insect legs.
Oh, wow. Really? So in her eye?
I pulled them out.
Wow.
One after another after another.
Wait a minute. How many insects could you possibly have in your eyeball?
She had a bunch of sweat bees in her eyeball.
Sweat bees? The
sweat
little guys?
Sweat bees. Yes. Oh,
wow. They were eating her tears.
No! Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
The sweat bee is about 3 to 4 millimeters long.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And they're attracted to human sweat, salt, and the moisture content.
Oh, no. And they're eating her tears. They, like, crawled up in her. How do you, like, she must have been really focused on what she was doing to not, like, feel a bee crawling into the.
Not just one.
Well, then when you wipe, you'd wipe them in.
Right.
Like, not if you rubbed
one.
Your eye.
Yeah.
Four bees in her eye.
In her eyeball.
Wow. Four bees.
Is this the very definition of insult to injury? Like, sorry about all the pain over losing your loved one. Here's bees in your eyes.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
To feed on your tears.
Luckily enough, she didn't really rub. Otherwise, they would have attacked because they would have just gone and sort of stinging her arm. But luckily enough, she was able to get to the hospital and get all four bees taken out. So there you go.
What? Oh my God.
Terrified to start the day.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, there is an episode of a show that Sammy Hagar is doing called Rock and Roll Road Trip, where he does an interview with Willie Nelson. And he does it on Willie Nelson's tour bus.
Nice.
It's just a preview clip. The whole show doesn't air till May 5th.
Okay.
But it looks like they're going to have fun. Sammy asked Willie about all the pot smoking and partying that has happened right there in that bus, and he asked if anyone's ever been arrested in it. Here's Willie's
response.
I've
been arrested in everything I've owned. Don't you?
He's been arrested in everything he's owned.
I guess that was a stupid question. Because I just thought to myself, back in the old days, driving to, you know, Alabama and, you know, and Arkansas.
Alabama, hell, Texas is as bad as
well,
any of
them. Yeah. Well, but you're from Texas. They probably got to get out of jail free card.
They'll give me a nice cell.
It's a nice little corner spot.
He gets a nicer cell when he gets arrested in Texas.
Everybody would want to be share a cell with Willie Nelson.
Right?
Right?
Like, that's the dream.
Who would get treated better in jail than Willie Nelson?
Exactly.
He's an icon.
Also, it's 100% chance he smuggled drugs in there.
Right.
Like 100%.
He's too old to squat and cough.
It's in the ponytail. It's kind of just hidden.
He has
there.
All the tricks.
Well, here's an unexpected tour. Christian Bush of Sugarland is going on tour with Rita Wilson.
Yes, Tom Hanks' wife?
Tom Hanks' wife. She is a singer.
Okay.
And they're doing a series of shows. They're starting in June in Atlanta. Christian will be previewing tracks from an upcoming album that's supposed to be out sometime this summer with Rita Wilson. See? I told you it was unexpected.
Now we gotta Google Rita Wilson.
I know, now I want
singing. Yeah. Speaking of unexpected pairings, Sheryl Crow is bringing Johnny Cash back to the radio on April 19th with a little editing ingenuity. Sheryl will release a rebooted version of her song Redemption Day as a duet with Johnny Cash. After touring Bosnia in 1996, Sheryl wrote Redemption Day and included it on her album that year. Then Johnny Cash recorded the song shortly before he died in 2003. With the blessing of Johnny's estate, Sheryl re-recorded Redemption Day and added Johnny's vocals to the new arrangement for an upcoming album of collaborations. That song and a video with video of both of them will be out tomorrow.
Interesting.
So, interesting.
It'll
cool,
be interesting
though.
To see what that is.
Yeah. It's like a hologram.
Yeah, exactly.
The hologram tour.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
A little bit.
That's a new tour.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Tupac and Johnny Cash to go out on tour together? The hologram tour?
I don't even think their holograms would want to ride on the same bus.
Oh, they're probably not.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kicks 96.9.
One good thing is winning free money, $1,000, and Luke Combs tickets today. So your Hurricanes, your word of the hour to win that. At KCKX.com. Lauren, what's your good thing today?
My good thing today is identical twins that live in Ohio. Their names are Deontay and Deontre. And first off, props for getting through life with names that are only one letter different.
Ooh,
yeah. They are completely identical in every way, and their names are only one letter different, which isn't confusing at all. But they apparently have been competitive their whole lives. Deontre says, it all started when we were in sixth grade and we applied for the Young Scholars Program for Ohio State. In order to stay in the program, you have to maintain a 3.3 GPA. So basically, we took it upon ourselves to see who would score the highest in everything for our whole lives. Who would get their license first? Who would score higher on tests and quizzes? It's never changed. Well, they graduated high school as the valedictorian and the salutatorian with a 4.5 for Deontay and a 4.4 for Deontre. Just edged them.
My goodness.
Because of it, they both got full rides to Ohio State.
All right.
That's and are awesome. Going together. They hope to become electrical engineers.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
I mean, you totally hold that over your brother that you
right?
just beat him.
Remember the 4.5?
Yeah. Like, remember how we're twins? And I'm a slight upgrade over you? Just so we're clear on that. Hey, speaking of awesome upgrades, so I wanted to bring up, because this weekend, Bud Crawford, Nebraska's very own Bud Crawford, is fighting Amir Khan. It's a massive fight in boxing. It's a huge one for Bud. But more importantly, and I'm super excited about this, because I know Bud and I know a lot of his team. His team are all Nebraska guys. Like, this is a Nebraska born and bred deal here. Pound for pound, one of the best fighters in the world. Nebraska guy. One of my best friends is Jamie Belt. He worked at the university. Boyd Epley, who is the guy who put together Husker Power and revolutionized strength training, is like he and Jamie, it's like another father for Jamie. It's so cool that even now Husker football and Husker power is the driving force behind one of the greatest boxers on the planet Earth that was born 50 miles just up the road in Omaha. And they've been focusing on my guy, Jamie. And Jamie's a great dude that is really gruff and he likes to be a pain in the you-know-what. Yeah. And it's hilarious watching these interviews where he's just being a turd. And I love it. Don't ever change, Jamie. I love you, brother.
That's awesome.
Good luck this weekend.
My good thing is Teresa McCracken. She's been retired from teaching for about 4 years. 30-year career.
Hold on. Props to any teacher with the last name McCracken.
McCracken.
Wow, I was able to do that all
like,
the time.
Props for last how many years?
30 years.
Props to you, Mrs. Yeah. McCracken.
And so now she decided, you know what? I don't like being retired. So she has gone back to educate others for free. So she's a volunteer at the Sacramento, California. She teaches classes in citizenship and English as a second language to a group of women from Afghanistan. So she started this up now in her retirement teaching and helping other people.
I really hope these women from Afghanistan totally get the joke about her last name. It would be such a travesty.
Right?
It'll show forward progress in their full command of the English language.
Yeah.
Yeah. When one day one starts giggling and the teacher's like, that's when I know.
Exactly. 96.9. We'll get you more chances at free money and all the tickets with Cash and Conscious on the way.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Spider Pig, does whatever a Spider Pig does.
That's adorable.
Yeah, thankfully we didn't turn pigs into the ability to crawl on ceilings and shoot webs and web-sling.
They wouldn't be shooting webs.
Yeah, it's true.
Yet.
Spider Pig at least sounds adorable. Zombie Pig sounds horrifying.
Okay, so this news came out yesterday in the form of a study published in the journal Nature. And basically, mammals' brains are supposed to die without oxygen, right?
Right.
That's kind of how that works. After about 15 minutes without oxygen, the brain dies, the cells start to break down, all that kind of stuff. Well, there were some researchers that decided to see if that was reversible. That's not supposed to be reversible in any way.
Oh boy.
So they took the brains of pigs that had died, that had been slaughtered for food. So these were brains not in bodies of pigs, just brains.
Yeah, just the brain of a pig.
To see if they could revive them several hours after death. They took 32 brains from slaughtered pigs and waited 4 hours. Then they hooked them up for 6 hours to a system which pumped those brains full of oxygen, nutrients, and protective chemicals.
I actually think it was just a Bang energy drink. I'm pretty sure that's all
Very possible.
They just pumped them full of some sort of energy drink, and they were like, all right, let's see what this does.
One of those oxygen things from the mall.
But it was straight energy drink just into this pig brain.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Several hours later, individual brain cells were up and running, performing their basic duties of taking up oxygen and producing carbon dioxide.
So in my head when we were going to talk about this, because I did not realize they removed their brains, but actually maybe it's even cooler. Like, could you imagine being that scientist and all of a sudden you hear from the other room, and you're like, wait a minute, there's just pig brains in there.
Franken pig! They were not communicating. They were not conscious, per se.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the cells were alive.
Oh boy, we're starting it.
Yeah. No, this is. This is, we've all seen Pet Sematary.
Why went mess with that crap?
I'm in. Let's do it.
You just want to be in the zombie apocalypse.
I kind of do. I need him to wait about. I need like 6 more years for Bailey to be about 7. Because I don't want a little baby infant during the zombie apocalypse. But I'm totally in on this. We would have no more Twitter. We wouldn't have to talk politics anymore. Literally be, hey, where do we find our next thing of food and some water? And then we're killing zombies. I'm in on that. I just need to get a crossbow. I need to up my timetable on my crossbow purchasing is what I need.
Go practice axe throwing at Craft Axe or something like that.
Something.
One of my favorite parts of this is Hank Greeley, a Stanford law and ethics professor who reviewed the findings. His quote is, quote, my first reaction was holy and says the S word.
Nice.
That's
as
the
professional reaction should be.
That that seems pretty good.
That's the official professional reaction when reviewing it for the journal.
Question, tossing it out there. Zombie apocalypse happens. What's the first thing you're missing? Now we're full-fledged zombie apocalypse. It's all the zombie like on Walking Dead. What do you miss about the real world? Showers? Showers might be quick on that list. That might be high on the
list. Convenience foods.
Yeah, I was going to say food.
Having to slaughter animals and cook food over open fires or grow tomatoes in order to eat, right? I feel like that would be really high up on the list.
Call of Duty. I mean, like, video gaming online would be way up there.
You'd be doing video gaming in real life.
That's true, though. Okay, so then Husker football.
Okay, Husker football.
Netflix.
I miss fake shooting people.
Oh, Netflix.
To
good one. Netflix. Yeah, good one. Netflix. Yeah.
Mine would probably just be being able to come home, lock the door, and just lay prostrate on my couch and not be bothered.
You could probably do that if you have you find a good spot.
But you'd be nervous.
I'd be really nervous all the time.
Exactly.
How do you sleep?
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
You're busy all the time. That's
so
a fun
thing to worry about.
Exactly. You'd be so anxious.
We'll get you another Cash in Concerts keyword coming up. And then, man, it just seems like a wild animal type of day. Some interesting things going on with gators now.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Seriously. What the f***? Picture life. Only this would happen in Florida because, I mean, really, there's no surprise there's gators everywhere.
Right. In Florida, literally, you can't go a day without seeing a gator, even if it's in a parking garage.
Like every day, everywhere. There's multiple encounters with different gators.
That makes them feel less dangerous.
Because they're just like wandering around.
So that's cute. How they trick you. Like when we were down in Florida, we were driving through the state. And it's weird because, like, you're driving and they're just chilling on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nuts. They're just everywhere.
Well, the way kids catch frogs and snakes here, I mean, like, little kids legitimately do.
That's what they do down there.
Yeah, because they are freaking cute. Okay. But then they become horny teenagers, apparently.
Yeah, a family in Fort Myers was awakened by an 8-foot gator in the middle of the night when in a different part of town, and a motorist captured footage of this massive gator just kind of strolling along a busy road.
Yeah.
Well, the mating season is underway, and the randy reptiles tend to be a bit more active.
Hey!
The weather's warmer, the higher temperatures, and it speeds up their metabolism and makes them hungry. And
whoever wrote
excited.
The thing you're reading wrote it just to screw you up on this thing.
Yeah, that's what it is,
this
right?
This is not happening. Mm-hmm.
So they're not only are they really hungry, or hangry, if you will, but they are very, very horny as well.
There's a photo, Lauren, where in the story where like someone took, they're like, oh, hello. And it's just a gator head out from underneath their car.
Uh-huh.
Like they're leaving Walmart. Yeah, like, right? It just goes, hey, what's going on?
So are they causing problems? What's the deal?
They're all over the place just getting it on.
Something about alligators constantly either eating or humping people is a really frightening thing. Although I was thinking about it, like, they're alligators. That's the only reason this isn't just funny. Like, whenever you're around any other animal that's horny, watching them, like, hump someone else's leg is hilarious.
I mean, I guess it becomes less funny because of the giant mouthful of teeth.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Although it looks like
because
they're
smiling
at you.
Because when it's done, it might bite your leg off.
Yeah. You,
well, I mean, anybody's, like, hungry and horny girlfriend might do the same thing, honestly.
That's, like, the most frightening thing from my college days. Like, that's, like, worst case scenario. You go on a date, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's, like, super into me. Oh, crap, she's hangry. I better not screw that up.
Yeah, don't mess that up.
When I go, hey, when she says, where do you want to go, I better have an answer.
Yeah, you better decide, or else.
We're in deep trouble.
Yeah, so they're invading streets, homes. They're in people's pools, getting it on. There's all kinds
of
stuff
like a
going
sexy hot tub for gators.
Yep.
It's the Gator Bachelor.
Yeah. Gator Bachelor.
Is that what's going on? It's the Gator Bachelor.
I think this leads us to our super important question of the day, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's actually super awkward question of the day.
Oh, good.
Should we get right to it?
Things have been getting pretty weird. You're making it real weird right now.
So we thought we'd make it really awkward for you and ask you this question. Would you rather be eaten by a gator or have one hump you for an hour?
I'll go eaten. Thank you. Cash me in on
that. No, I don't want to die.
No. Yeah, nope. I'll be eaten by a gator. Go ahead.
I'm team humping.
Yeah.
What? Hold on, guys. Shocked face just fell over me.
That your team?
I mean, none of this is good, but basically, aren't you asking death or no? I'm going no.
All right, so I put up a poll on Twitter, KX969, but we want to hear from you. 466-9696.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
My favorite part is that you phrased it on Twitter as violently eaten, as opposed to gently eaten?
Could have been. Just okay. Nicely. Just the really phones, easy fork and knife. Just easy done.
The phones are lit up. So yeah, 466-9696. Would you rather be eaten by a gator
I'll be
or
eaten by a gator.
Have one hump you
I'm
for
going
an
no
hour?
Death.
For an hour. It's our super awkward question of the day.
Things have been getting pretty weird. You're making it real weird right now.
So the question, the super awkward question of the morning, would you rather be eaten to death by a gator or have one hump you for
could
an
you
hour?
Could you get eaten and live?
I know.
All of your qualifications of the word eaten
you could,
are making
like
me
eat
laugh.
Your foot?
Violently
it,
eaten
it
as a part of
your
body.
Eat your foot, eat your arm.
I have officially eaten your arm. You're still alive.
The real trick of this is when we find a gator and ask it, would you rather be eaten by JP or violently humped by JP?
Oh. And then he chooses death?
Listen, that okay, gator shows up and JP's like, bring it.
JP, tell the people why we're asking this.
Well, it's because in Florida right now, the warmer temperatures, the gator's metabolisms are up and they're hungry and they're hangry and they're ready to get it on with everything that they see.
That's right. And
I
your little
you
dance you were doing with it was good.
That's
I wish
gator
people,
be
we need
like.
Cameras in here so they can saw your gator hangry horny dance.
So that's why we asked you, would you rather be violently eaten by a gator or have one hump you for an hour?
Just check the box from I want to be eaten.
I can't.
Just eat me.
I think as a guy, I have to die.
Yeah. Just eat me.
As a guy.
I don't want to be humped by a gator. Just kill me.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what does that have to do with anything?
Right
I'm confused.
Just done.
Well, I'm sure that Husker Nick and JP both know. If you get humped by like a dog or an animal of any kind and your friends find out or see it, and you might as well die because you're never going to hear the end of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is that the issue?
Every single time you're hanging out with your friends having beers, they'll bring that up.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, JP, remember the time you got humped by an alligator?
Yeah.
Anytime you go out in public, that is going to happen.
Which is clearly a fate worse than death.
Right. So now, see, Lauren's getting it now. That's good.
Now she's understanding.
Is being teased by your friends a fate worse than death?
Yeah, you know. You got it. Sometimes it is.
We have a gator expert on the phone with us, too.
Ooh,
good morning.
Okay.
Being from Florida now in Nebraska, like, I definitely say get humped by a gator. Like, I've been bit by a gator, and I definitely don't want it again.
You've been bit by a gator?
No.
How did that happen?
We were trying to catch it in our pond growing up.
Where did it bite you? Hand, foot?
In my leg.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so yeah.
I did not think we were actually going to hear from a gator bite expert.
This is good.
I'm impressed.
This is why our audience is awesome.
Yep. It is literally 50-50.
That's right. And it should be. Here's the deal on that
death,
one, too.
No death.
Here's the deal on that one. Of course he thinks being bit by a gator stinks. Has he ever been humped by a gator? Because if that had happened, too, I bet he would change his tune.
Yeah.
Kyle on Facebook, team hump, but only if they're a respectable gator with morals that will take me out first and
that's
not leave me.
That's a good point. I mean, if they're going to, like, buy me something afterwards, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, wow.
At least take me to dinner beforehand there, alligator.
Okay.
So, Matt says, do you have to cuddle afterwards? If so, give me eaten. I don't know. Cuddling sounds like the most pleasant part of that.
I think it'd be cute because there's...
Of course you ladies would love to cuddle.
Gators. They're really fun to touch.
I know. I want to give a gator a hug.
And their little hands. Oh, my God.
And then afterwards, when he's done humping you for an hour, you can go later, gator.
Oh.
Yeah.
Later, gator.
After a while.
All right, guys. Here's the deal, though. Okay. I'm just going to say this right now. We're talking marathon humping if it's an hour. This gator's hungry afterwards. Y'all are toast anyways.
No, we're going to die.
You're done. God. That gator's eating you after that. You know that.
You can chime in on our super
or at least getting daily owns. One of the two.
At KX969 on Twitter.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on KX96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on KIX 96.9. It's Datum or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
And it's brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with the uniform free toppings and amped up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut at 9th and P Street downtown. Get there like now. We'll have your chance to win Hertz Donut on a $25 gift card as a part of Datum or Dump 'em. Let's talk to our new friend, Ashley. Ashley reached out because Jake is ghosting her. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you? You're getting ghosted.
Good. I mean, not great, but good.
Right.
Okay, well, okay. First, set the whole scene for us. How did you guys meet? Tell us about your date.
Okay, so we met when we were just out downtown with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him my number, and we were talking for like a week on the phone and texting and stuff. And then we finally went out together. You know, then fast forward, we had a couple of dates, and then one night we finally hooked up. And then after that, he never called or texted again.
Sounds like a nice old-fashioned start to a love story, like you met in person.
Yeah, that is... Maybe he panicked and didn't know how to respond to that because it's 2019.
Does it also feel like the old-fashioned, and then we finally hooked up once, and I never heard from him again? There was an end game.
Lines.
A goal was reached.
Yeah.
End game over.
I powered through these couple dates.
Yeah. It's an old-fashioned love story.
Because you guys had conversations ahead of time and then went on a couple dates, did it feel like it was just a hit and quit it type situation, or was it like you guys were making a connection?
No, it felt like we were connecting.
Hmm. Okay.
Whose house did you go to?
Mine.
Okay. Was that the first time you'd been in your house?
Yeah.
On several occasions, there is something in or about the house.
Yeah.
Was it super messy?
Was your dog eating its own poop?
No, that was I cleaned it up. I mean, I cleaned every... I mean, it was like... I prepared. Trust me, I prepared.
Good girl.
My house was fine.
Do you have gigantic framed photos of your parents and the Pope? I don't know.
What?
I'm trying to think of weird
over
things.
The bed? Over the bed? That'd be weird.
Do you have roommates?
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
Okay. Oh, so this is your place and your place only. Okay.
Okay, real quick, though, because it was a one-time situation. You didn't, like, get into some freaky sex dungeon thing and scare the crud out of this guy.
No.
Okay, you don't sound like a freaky leak.
Did he sound or seem normal when you guys were done? Like, did he...
Right. Did he stay the night? Did he leave immediately? Was he weirded out? What was after, like...
No, he didn't stay the night, but he didn't seem like too weird. I mean,
okay,
but he got
that's
up
okay
quickly?
That the first time you hook up you don't stay the night. That doesn't seem like
no, but I mean, was it as comfortable after the conversation, the whatever? Yeah. I mean, with the vibe,
or was he kind of awkward afterwards?
I mean, I felt fine. I don't know how he felt, but I felt fine.
Maybe he's a heavy snorer and he's got to have one of those masks on to be able to sleep right, or else he possibly stops breathing in the middle of his sleep. And then he was embarrassed to tell you about it, so he decided, hey, you know what? I'm not going to call her back because I'm nervous.
I'll never call her again.
Right.
I'm so ashamed of my sleep.
Because what if I answer the phone and I forget to take it off? And then she's like, hey, is that a CPAP on your face? And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Sleep
and she's like, that's kind of weird. And I'm like, I got sleep apnea. I did a study. It happens.
Wow.
Is that possible? Could that maybe be?
I mean, maybe, but I don't think so.
I mean, anything's possible?
I had like a Cheryl Ann Fletcher media moment right there where I think I saw in my visions.
Saw the future.
Yeah, that he's just nervous about his CPAP.
Okay, well, Ashley, we will go ahead and give Jake a call for you. and we'll see if we can get him on the phone. And best case scenario, we're willing to give you guys a date out on us with dinner and a movie. Again, worst case is you just find out why he's ghosting you and you can move on.
Okay.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, make your guesses on what went down on Ashley and Jake's date. You can do that on Twitter, KX969. Do it in GIF form. And if you get it right, you get a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. Get it wrong, but hey, you know what? You've got the funniest one. You get a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut.
Good morning. Waking you up every morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Mornings.
Get on out.
Kix 96.9.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
Ashley got a hold of us because Jake is ghosting her. They met while they were downtown with some friends. Talked for a couple weeks and then went out on a date and thought they had a really good time. And now Jake's not getting back to her. What are some of the guesses that we're seeing, guys?
Hmm.
We've got a cat suit, Catwoman with the whip, coming in from Harris 564.
Oh,
his friends bet him that he couldn't hook up with her with Milhouse and the creepy eyebrows.
Hmm.
Oh, that's mean. That better not be it.
Robin Williams' gift that says she used to fart in her sleep.
Oh,
find out what your guesses are on Twitter, KX969.
Will she be calling him back?
Mm. Oh, yeah. We are getting the hashtag one night stand.
Yeah.
Huge.
Another one, too. Get your guesses in for your chance at a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. That's Dierks Bentley. It's Kicks.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kicks Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9. Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
Ashley called us about Jake because he's ghosting her. They met while downtown with friends, got numbers exchanged, and talked for about a week or so, and then finally went out. Been on a couple dates since then, and then finally hooked up. He left the next day and has not called or texted back since then.
Mm-hmm.
And your guesses could get you a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. People are doing that on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Many people seem to think that he had a goal, that goal was accomplished, and then he was out.
Ooh.
It kind of sounds like that.
Oh, man, I hope that's not the case.
Let's find out what went down.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Jake. Is this Jake?
Yeah,
hey, Jake, it's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, the Kicks Morning Show.
Oh, nice. Did I win something?
Maybe. Let's see how this goes.
Totally, yeah.
Actually, we want to talk to you about a lovely lady you went on a date with recently who has reached out to us because she is confused as to why you are ghosting her. She says you had a couple of good dates and then you finally went back to her house and hooked up and then nothing. Radio silence, zero. And she wants us to help figure out why. Do you know who we're talking about?
Are you talking about Ashley?
Yes, we
are talking about Ashley, yeah.
Who you are ghosting.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm ghosting, but I mean, I have a reason.
Well,
do tell.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, she wanted us to find out why that's happening, brother.
So what was going down with all the dates and everything, yeah?
The dates were actually great. I will say that. I'm not very negative towards her. Like, she was great. The day was great. I was really excited, you know, to finally cross home plane, you know, seal the deal.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
I was attracted to her.
And then, were you just looking to seal the deal and then you were done?
Well, no.
I haven't heard someone use that phrase since, like, Coryell said it about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Our ninth girl, yeah.
Yeah, that's a common...
He's a deal sealer.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, okay, so I'll tell you what happened. So we get to her place, we get to her room, and it's like her room is stuck in time, like when she was, you know, 15 or 14, it just never changed.
What?
It was a teen girl's room. Like, I mean, the bedding looked like, I mean, she was like a freshman in college. There's Marilyn Monroe posters. I've honestly never seen so many stuffed animals. It was ridiculous. I was like, where was I going to sleep? Like, I mean, it was just a total turnoff. I mean, I was able to still, you know, we still hooked up. It was very weird. I was just completely off-put by the entire... The aesthetics of her room, I was just like, this is creepy.
You're just like staring at an NSYNC poster the whole time? Is that what you're trying to tell me here?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of posters.
Is it hard to do with JT watching?
The animals just staring back at me while I'm trying to get down. I mean, it's like, come on.
I love all that you chose to roast her Marilyn Monroe posters. I mean, that is the most basic teen girl thing.
You're an adult. it was like being in my little sister's room.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be...
With all the stuffed animals with just dozens of pairs of beady little eyes staring at you through the dark.
It's hard to set the mood when there's Snuffleupagus, like, right next to you. It's
Snuffy? Really
hard. Oh, Snuffleupagus. I probably couldn't do that in front of Snuffy either.
Like, kind of Big Bird and Snuffleupagus are staring back at you? Yeah, there's no having fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't like having an audience then?
I mean, an audience is one thing. A bunch of stuffed animals creepily making eye contact.
Wait a minute. Different...
Feels like a separate issue that could be explored, but... Oh,
that's funny.
All right. Jake, this is a thing we do called Date 'em or Dump 'em, and Ashley's on the phone with us.
Oh, my God.
Ashley?
Hi.
Hey, Ashley.
Ashley, thoughts?
Well... Okay, I guess that explains a lot, but,
yeah,
I mean...
Your room was just very, I mean, that was off-putting, but it was
okay,
just...
Okay, yeah, I understand, but here's the thing. My parents moved recently, and so they took apart my bedroom, and they gave me all the stuff from my childhood bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So I figured I might as well use it.
That's
rather
fair.
Than throw it away.
It's fair.
Versus throwing it away.
She obviously likes it. She's had it all this time.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, if you don't like the stuffed animals, I can put them in the closet next time. If there is a next time,
really
I can
like
put
you.
Them in the closet.
That would be great. That was kind of the big deal.
So if that's the biggest issue is that... You got all the stuffed animals staring back at you, and if we can just eliminate that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was great. We had, like I said, we had an amazing time on the date.
Okay.
On the date. Excuse me, plural. We had not just one, dates. We had several, and it was a really great time.
Had some good dates.
And then some stuffed animals.
Okay.
Liz would buy them from you probably or take them off
all
your hands.
All the stuffed animals.
I have one large stuffed chick in my room right now. So, Ashley, I'm so on
Wait,
your
a,
side.
Is it a yellow one? Like a big yellow chick?
Uh-huh.
Like a peep?
Yeah, Bailey has one of those in her room, too. No, it's like about yay big.
His one-year-old daughter
Yeah, yeah. My one-year-old daughter has one of those
of
in her
same...
room. I'll take a photo and shoot it to you later and see if it's the same
side
one.
Side by side.
That's adorable.
Bird. That's hilarious.
So, Ashley, I'm so on your side.
All right. Well, Jake, then I guess because
Should
Jake...
Should we pay for another date?
I think so. I think, Ashley, are you good with going on another date with Jake?
Totally.
Okay. They still have that place at the mall where you can build your own stuffed animals.
Build a bear.
No,
that's
don't.
Up in... It used to be up in Omaha, I think. No.
Dang it.
No, there was one in Gateway Mall, but it's gone now. That
would have been such a good
that
date.
That would have been adorable.
The Build a Bear workshop date.
How about just a movie?
Yeah, movies. Yeah, movies would be good. We'll just...
He's like, slow down, guys. You're not helping.
All right. Well, we can get you guys dinner and a movie on us. I'm sure there's some animated films that might be out, some kids' movies if you want to see that.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
Again, not helping.
Is there a rom-com, some sort of rom-com that'd be out right now that they could go see? Or
there's a Toy Story.
That's going to be out for a little while. It'd be a little while before.
Hopefully you'll have a date before that.
This is a Toy Story.
Yeah.
Okay, you took it there.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to think about all of them and what they're going to say when you leave after all the stuffed animals having conversations
true.
About what they just witnessed?
Like, they're all in toy therapy.
That guy had the strangest mole on his butt.
He tried a move that nobody should have tried. All right, well, Jake and Ashley, thank you very much for being on the show and listening to
us. You're welcome.
And we'll get you
appreciate
you for dinner and a movie on us.
Thank you.
Been a while since we've paid for dinner and a movie, so that's kind of nice that we got somebody to come
did it.
For congrats, guys. That was good.
So I briefly dated a guy in high school, and the first time I went over to his house, I mean, he was kind of emo and stuff, but in his bedroom, one entire wall was painted black with the outline of a growling wolf with blood dripping from its teeth.
What?
Whose mom lets them do that?
I was done.
That was a deal breaker?
Yes!
What if we had offered you free dinner and a movie at the time? It was like
paint?
You guys could go out again.
Can I repaint your wall?
Yeah, that too.
That does bring up a good question.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
What's the creepiest thing you've ever seen in someone's house?
Mm-hmm. That they thought was normal.
Yeah. 466-9696 or let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969. The creepiest thing you've ever seen in someone's house. We'll get your calls next, brought to you by Max Muscle. JP Lauren, Husker Nick, following up, date 'em or dump 'em. What's the creepiest thing you've ever seen in someone's house? Jake was freaked out by Ashley's stuffed animals and teenage decor.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of questions on this tweet. Okay. It's come from Mark. Right. He says, when I was a kid, my mom and I got my grandma's house, and my mom bought an exorcism kit and kept it in the house.
What?
Hold on. So, like, in case your grandma was, like, haunting the house, your mom was like, look, get out. This is mine
an
now.
Exorcism kit?
Is grandma
also,
a
that's
demon?
A thing?
Right.
I mean, look it up and see if there's
I
one
bet you
on
can
Amazon.
Google
on
one.
On Amazon? Should I look on Amazon? We'll see
Amazon's
if I can
got
via
everything.
Prime.
Oh, you know. You right, know. So 2 days shipping. That's not bad.
That's a pretty good deal.
Free returns if it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, exactly. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. The creepiest thing you've ever seen in someone's house.
Yep, it's available on Amazon.
We'll get Julie's story coming up. Now it's Chris Jansen.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
The creepiest thing you found in someone's home. That after Ashley has all the stuffed animals and basically it looks like her teenage bedroom from 1996.
Liz, I'm obsessed with the stained glass story. Please tell us the stained glass story.
Okay, so I grew up in California. My parents were looking to buy a new house, and I got dragged around with them house hunting, and we went into just a nondescript, like, suburban house. We go up to the bedroom, noticed it had a wet bar. I was like, that's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
And then you look at the floor-to-ceiling window, and it was a huge custom stained glass piece of the husband and wife naked on a swing.
Hold on.
Like,
hello.
Is that when you officially know you have too much money?
Yeah. Like, you've made it at that point.
You know what we're going to do, honey? Let's custom commission a stained glass window of us naked.
And they were not idealized bodies in any way.
Wow.
I respect that.
Or, like, I mean, it was very true to life. And at that point in my life, I didn't know a lot about that stuff, and I learned a lot from that.
Do you have to wait till the kids move out to put that in your room, or do you just get it and let them grow up in that house?
I think they just got it.
Kids aren't
you don't
that
put
bedroom.
A wet bar in your bedroom nice. And wait.
I just had a flashback. I haven't thought about this forever. I was in my aunt and uncle's house once, and they were showing us their beautiful new home, and like it opened over a golf course, which was amazing. So they took us through the bedroom to see the patio that opened, but on the night table was tantric sex over 60.
That's good stuff.
Wow.
Uncle Barry!
No!
I got a tweet coming in from Triple B Screen Printing, good dude on Twitter. He says, it's not in someone's house, but this made me puke. It's a license plate that says Husk Guy, and underneath it has a Iowa helmet and a Husker helmet.
Oh, that's a terrible
That is
thing.
Gross and creepy.
Hi, Kix. Creepiest thing you saw in someone's house?
Yeah. Okay. I was babysitting a little girl in high school, and in the living room, there was a life-size Black Panther. And
like the
I was,
superhero?
No, I'm thinking like the
or
animal.
Like the animal.
The animal.
Huh? Okay.
Darn it. I was hoping it was like the superhero with the claws out and he's like, rang, rang, rang. Awesome, too.
So I fell asleep because they said, just go ahead and back out on the couch if you get tired. And I woke up and all the lights were out. And I woke up to this Black Panther staring at me.
Oh, God.
That's creepy enough. Isn't
Again,
it?
If yeah, that was Chadwick Boseman, it would have been so much easier.
But no, it wouldn't, because you'd think back to American Horror Story and the guy who wore the all leather black outfit.
The latex.
Whoa, maybe that's where you go to. I'm like, superhero, Black Panther, sweet.
Hi, Andrea. Creepiest thing in someone's house?
Oh, my gosh. So, my friend, she's like the it's funny because she's the sweetest human you will ever meet. Uh-huh. Like, she was in my wedding. She's amazing. But she is into very creepy things on purpose. Like, she loves it.
Because it's creepy?
She's into, like, she goes to, like, oddities conventions and stuff.
Okay.
In her house, she has, well, she has a pet tarantula. She also has human bones that she's purchased from, like, oddities. Like, they've turned them into art. She has like taxidermied bugs.
What?
She's got, she has like little baby, she has a couple like little baby animals, like fetuses that are in like formaldehyde.
Just sitting in her house?
Like a biology teacher?
Her house looks kind of like a haunted house.
Like, that's just creepy as all.
You know what
that
she's doing?
That is cool.
You know what she's doing?
You should have seen how excited Liz was getting during
that. That is so cool.
You know what she's doing? Her sister's probably going to have kids soon, and she does not want to have to babysit. She's like, I'm going to make this house as scary as possible for the children.
We'll get one more from Beth, and then you can let us know on Facebook or Twitter the creepiest thing you saw in someone's house. Good morning, Beth.
Hi. Well, I just finished studying abroad in Spain, and I was with a host family. It was actually just a woman. And she had a glass case in her house with about 10 or 11 urns of her previous family members and pets that had passed away.
Just a shelf of urns.
Just chilling, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
It's like the governor in Walking Dead.
Well,
right.
The thing is, when I looked at them, I didn't even know what they were. And I was like, oh, these are kind of like, it's pretty, you know, they're all different colors. And then I was like, oh, what's here? And she's like, oh, this is my aunt, and this is my great-grandpa, and I had a cat, and this is my cat. So
this is Larry the cat.
Could you imagine if we brought Cheryl Ann over there, the extended conversation she'd have with that wall?
Just
It'd be insane.
Oh, my goodness, that would be fantastic to do. I kind of want to do that now. All right, you can let us know the creepiest thing you found in someone's house. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And if you need our help with any dating issues, date them or dump them, just let us know via Facebook or Twitter again, KX969.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Not only do we have a new Cash and Concerts keyword for you, we have a very awkward question to ask Jungle John.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
We'll get that.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9. Yes,
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
So are you gonna touch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
Skittles is drawing my hot body.
It's not Friday.
No.
So, sorry.
What this is happening? Like a, this y'all is excited. So confusing.
It's an alternative universe.
I would call this an early week delight. There you go. Is how I would early refer to this.
Delight.
Yes.
Because Jungle John is John. A, definitely a delight. We get him a day early.
Anytime I can stand right next to Jungle John, I'm a happy guy.
That's, you guys are adorable.
Ooh, my buddy.
So, ooh, Jungle John, before we get into the business going on at the Children's Zoo, we have...
Speaking of scrambling his brain when he comes in the room, this will be good. This will be good.
This will be a good
John
one.
John asked, should I be nervous? The answer is yes. The always. Answer is always yes.
Always yes. So thank you.
Tell him what we're talking about.
The deal is that in Florida right now, the temperatures are warmer.
Yep.
There's more and more alligators out.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
springtime.
They're hungry and they're horny.
Yes.
Sure they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, warm weather, springtime like, is in the air.
Okay, but so far there's no question. Those are just statements.
People are walking out to their cars and there's an alligator underneath it and it's like, hey. It's like, whoa.
So they're hangry
right. alligators.
They're hangry and they're horny alligators out in Florida.
And will you do hard-hitting questions around
the
show?
Okay. We created something new that we're going to do every once in a while called the Super Awkward Question of the Day.
Yeah.
And so our question
you
is
you have to answer one or the other.
Would you rather be eaten by a gator or have one hump you for an hour?
Well, the latter of the two.
I love that he goes right into it.
Well, he's giving us a serious answer.
Yeah, it's on Facebook Live.
You
know,
which one would you rather have? You asked me a hard question like that.
See his facial reaction.
Remember before the show, I told you I thought for sure one of these have happened to you before.
On Facebook
well,
Live.
Well, I've been bit. I've been bit by gator. Bit
that was not the one I was going with.
I've not
like
been.
Like a little baby gator or like a big gator?
Well, I've wrestled, 9-foot gators.
You've
and not
wrestled,
been bit
so he has humped a gator.
No, I've sat on a gator.
I still
well, you said that, wait, is that humping the gator or the gator humping you?
The gator humps you for an hour.
Because, when you catch a gator, you got to jump on their back and you got to grab them,
hold it down
their mouth
and
shut. So I've done that and tape their mouth shut.
Nice. I could just see you with your shirt off with all the muscles flexing as you've tackled a gator.
I bet your honeymoon was awesome, too.
Well, I used to wrestle the gator with my wife. She was the head keeper there. That's what we used to do.
That's a Tuesday for them.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
That's pretty awesome.
I love that every time you guys try to tell him a joke, he has a serious answer that's better and crazier somehow.
I know, right?
Which is weird because usually he's got all the puns for us.
Every really
all right, does. So which one are you doing? Are you getting humped by a gator for an hour or are you getting eaten by a gator?
Well, if you get humped, you can live and talk about it.
I said death or no death seems to be the question. I'm going with no death.
I like life.
All right.
Sometimes you got to take the hard ones and, so I'm gonna,
sometimes what did you
that
say?
That was 8-12 for out of context.
Real quick, then, let me ask you this, Mr. Science Guy. After gators copulate, are they hungry afterwards or they sleep right away?
Yeah, do they pass out? Or
are they super hungry and go hunt and try to eat something?
They look for cigarettes.
I don't think that's a
See,
real thing.
He just one-ups you every time, and I'm here for it.
By the way, our poll
is stuff happening at the zoo.
Our unscientific poll. Our unscientific poll says 75% one hump.
Well,
hump.
The biggest thing is, can you tell the difference between a male and a female alligator?
No. After about 5 minutes, probably.
They have no external genitalia, so you can't look at them. Can I say genitalia?
Yeah,
you just
fine.
Did twice. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a scientific term.
It's a scientific term.
Got to be scientific. But you know what? Speaking of alligators.
And our wonderful zoo
speaking
that we
of
have.
Life. Speaking of genitalia.
I didn't say that when you did. But I got this big red fuzzy thing right here.
Oh, geez. And you can see it on Facebook Live, by the way.
Yes.
Just to make sure it's clean.
This is a imitation red panda.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't bring in the real red panda.
How come?
Which is lame. This is 2 weeks in a row. Okay. You brought us
well, listen, girl.
A red panda would maul us.
Well, they have very sharp teeth.
Yes.
Very sharp claws, okay? And you never know if one's maybe in the motherly way, and you've been that way 8 times, so you know what it's all about, okay? You know how the hormones get when you're in the motherly way.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Right, Lauren?
In the motherly way.
I'm not 100% sure where you're going yet.
Exactly.
But
anyway, we got a great brand new red panda exhibit that the kids can see at the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
Very cool.
First one. It's the only red panda habitat in the country where the red pandas walk over your head.
Oh, wow.
Okay? That's
kind of fun. They've got a hollow log. And so the red pandas are just going into their new habitat now, so be patient as they're learning their new home.
I do appreciate that when they are directly over your head, it's plastic, not netting, so they can't poop on you.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, we saw pandas are ground defecators.
Oh, okay.
They're not arboreal defecators.
I am too.
Nice.
Arboreal?
Exactly. Arboreal, as up in the trees. Yeah. Like, you know, birds are up there.
I've never thought about trying that.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well,
you
hang
might
up
be
in
one.
A tree.
You need to.
You know, if you've never tried it, how do you know you're not?
Over a branch.
You know what I mean?
We've come up with a lot of great t-shirt ideas on the show.
Yeah, I'm sure.
For your the zoo gift shop. Absolutely. You should get t-shirts and show what animal is a
ground defecator. And
yeah,
arboreal
exactly.
Defecator.
If I ever start a band, I'm going to be called arboreal defecator. That's going to be what I go with.
Like I said in the past, I walk in here and my brain just goes either to mush or down the toilet.
Yeah.
But you know what? 10 to 5. I'll see you at the zoo.
Love it.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So many exciting things at the Lincoln Children's Zoo, which is awesome. With Jungle John, you can go check it out. LincolnZoo.org. Coming up, Lauren has your nitty gritty through Music City with Willie Nelson. If it's meant to be. We have breaking news for you. No, it's not the Mueller report.
This is only slightly less important.
It is. The bracket's still going because even though March Madness is done for basketball, it's not done for the name of the year bracket. And we're down to the Sweet 16.
And these are all 100% real things that people are actually named. And we need to get to the number one best/weirdest name ever. So here are your final matchups.
Okay. What do we got?
Dr. Trentington Outhouse versus Storm Duck. Manchester United MacGyver versus Pretzel Monte Carlo.
Pretzel Monte Carlo, that's someone's name?
That is someone's name.
Oh my goodness.
Surrender Nada taking on Alpha Omega Nickelberry III. Pope Thrower versus Shaky Laguana.
Sharky Laguana.
Sharky Laguana. Laguana.
God, who would you...
Jizya Shorts versus General Booty.
General Booty.
They're people's names.
I'm voting for General Booty on that one. I'm
Clitorious Aretha Fry versus Bubba Buckaloo.
Kind of like Bubba Buckaloo for the upset on that one.
Chastity Gooch Fant versus Bear Spiker.
Chastity all the way for sure.
And finally, Reverend Pixbutt versus Lionel Pimpin.
Oh man, Lionel Pimpin. I would love to hang out with a guy named Lionel Pimpin.
But Reverend Pixbutt is a real reverend. I looked it up.
He is?
Yes.
Is Pix short for something?
I don't know. I believe it is, yes. But if you are a child sitting in a church pew listening to Reverend Pixbutt, how do you not giggle incessantly and your mom smack you up the back side of the head?
Keep a straight face at all.
So there you go. That's on JP and Lauren Mornings or on the Kix page.
We're going to go big. We're going to go Kix page because this is a Sweet 16.
It's time to vote, people.
So go vote on the name of the year. Man.
Dr. Trentington Outhouse, which is a number one seed, is currently losing by a few votes to Storm Duck, a 13 seed.
Storm Duck? Okay, Storm Duck's nothing compared to
Dr. Trentington Outhouse, who's, I looked it up, a real dentist.
Okay. Well,
you too could go see Dr. Trentington Outhouse.
Would you want him in your mouth?
With his Dr. Outhouse?
Dr. Outhouse?
In the morning.
Makes me laugh.
It's never boring.
A little bit of music